Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I wrote this cross encounter at the Berlin airport after 6 days in Wittenberg, the traditional home of the Lutheran Reformation. Apart from an afternoon in Torgau, I spent the days walking the main street of Wittenberg and quite often imagining Luther walking from home to university, to the town church, to the castle church, and back again, up and down the cobblestones, the bulk of his working life, before and after he married. When Elector Frederick gave him the Augustinian cloister as his home, Katie became the manager of a large home, hotel, boarding house, and as she expanded his property, they became considerably wealthy. Torgau, 31 miles from Wittenberg, was the capital of the then Saxony and the home of Elector Frederick. It was the place where the Torgau Articles were prepared, a precursor to the Augsburg Confession, the town of Johann Wolter, who produced so much music of the early Reformation and the first hymnal for choir, and the place to which Catherine Luther went after Martin Luther's death and where she died. I had a rather unique opportunity of preaching in the castle chapel at Vespers, in a very high pulpit that Luther designed. My reverie for 16th century imaginings contrasted with the Luther memorabilia and tourism, which is very much a 19th century development arising from the Prussian Union, which combined, by law, all the Reformation traditions into one church and one teaching. Thus, Luther, Melanchthon, Zwingli, and Calvin were co-opted to promote the union, and they raised the questions that all people of conviction face. What is truth? Where are the boundaries between truth and error? The first generation Christians face such questions in proclaiming Jesus is Lord, not a Lord or a big angel. When the Trinity was being understood, such questions surfaced again in the Arian controversy about whether and how Jesus is God. When the Church became a legally sanctioned organization, then numerous questions arose about the nature of God as presented by the Church, and many of the reforming questions and movements from the 6th to the 16th centuries might come to mind. This history tends to suggest that the problems of the church are all about male priestly church power, which do exist, to be sure. However, that overarching reading obscures that there often was truth at stake, a scriptural truth at stake, and what opposed it was error, that is, not the truth, and not just an opinion. It is sobering to think that most of the religious martyrs of the Reformations, both the Lutheran one in Europe and the English one here, could have saved themselves by recanting, by saying that they accepted error as truth. Simples. Except that it isn't simple. Words communicate and identify. Words form and shape us. We use words to communicate and to share at so many levels, from politely to most intimately, who we are, how we see ourselves, and how we want others to see us, whether just on the outside or on the inside too. That is why words can be as vital as life, indeed, can be life for us. That is why the Word made flesh is so important for Christians. Because this is an outside word that comes to us through Scripture, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we meet God, who reveals himself on the inside through Jesus and his cross. That is either truth or a lie, truth or error, true or false. The goal of this crucified word is for us to stop living in fear of death, but to live each day from death to life. Words that do not present this focus, this center, blur and obscure and then can present a God in our own image, the first and only sin which plagues humanity. However, the gospel liberates us. The gospel proclaims good news from God about God for us. The gospel gives life, not on our own terms, but now following Jesus. That is why words matter. They present a reality. In fact, they create reality. Christians are new creations in Christ, and so we keep speaking and living the truth as we confess it, saying where we disagree and acting accordingly, because the Jesus we have encountered, the Jesus we know, is the one we want the world to follow too. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have given all holy scriptures for our learning. Lead us to hear them, read, note, learn, and inwardly digest them. Encourage and support us by your holy word, so that we may always hold onto the joyful hope of eternal life, which you have given us in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.